In 3, 2, and 1, welcome to another episode of the La Familia podcast, episode 153. The boys are in within the well. We got some beef on hand. Wesley, run it. Let me just real quick. Drake and Kendrick are, at a wits of words, potentially. J. Cole has already done his thing and, came back out. A little backstory to that, actually. On Twitter, some guy who's a Philly rapper who is somehow connected to TDU or just know people at TDU or KDOT, he said that the reason that J. Cole may have apologized is that the second song that KDOT has ready to go would end his career. Now, I know how people love to say those things, right? Like, if I put this shit out, right? But, just for argument's sake, he said, if that comes out, his career's over. And he thinks that may be why he apologized.
I don't think there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a career ending.
Yeah. Well, when you're that big.
Unless he says, he has a ghostwriter and everything.
I wrote all his shit, some shit like that.
And that's what he says, which I highly, highly doubt.
Well, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just reporting the news out there. But J. Cole has rescinded his...
Yeah, how realistic is that, though, I think? Or we're allowed to talk about how...
I agree with you guys. Yeah. I don't think anything would really be career-ending. Unless it's like, he murdered my family or something.
I think that would boost his security.
Oh, my. Yes. So, J. Cole rescinded his whole diss. It's actually off streaming services. I'm sure if you bought the album, you should still have it. But that 7-minute drills, it's gone. I know this is a little off of, our regular Spanish music stuff, but big news and music regardless. So we got to talk about it.
Yeah. And then Metro Boomin and Future dropped again.
Yeah. Back to back.
Disc 1 and Disc 2.
Mm-hmm. We don't trust you and we still don't trust you. And I guess we can maybe... get into
There was ASAP Rocky feature.
I thought we'd talk about all that after this disc. Okay. But if you guys want to do it now, by all means. Play it.
So
let's hear the main
audio. I still haven't figured out if this is legit or not.
Okay.
That's good backstory. That's
right. This just dropped 10 minutes ago. So this is live. Well, when you see this, it won't be live, but
live to us.
Then I'm seeing someone saying because it's not on SoundCloud or any streaming services, which usually he'll drop it on SoundCloud, or he at least posted a link or some shit.
Yeah.
Drake hasn't posted anything, which I don't like. If you don't drop a disc, put your name on it.
Yeah.
And, so then someone's saying, it got copyrighted. That's why it's not on. But even if it's copyrighted, you can put it on SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud doesn't matter.
Yeah, SoundCloud don't matter, but
you don't need to get.
Okay, but with that being said, this is it's 4 minutes and 11 seconds long.
Okay. Let me strap in.
Could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Tough on record in my city, it was friend zone. You don't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you been stepping with a size 7 men's on? This the Bart with the bike, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause top, so you dropping, give me 50 like some push-ups. Huh, your last one, brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. Ain't the way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you white down, Travis got you white down, Savage got you white down. Like your label boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20 V1 nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son nigga. beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga caught a tie to see a top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging Casa not, well, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Coin by your show money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wake the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wake the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up. What? Teaming up with all of y'all, falling like some dominoes. Bros turning hoes, dog, like I ain't got enough of those. I can't wait to see how far you niggas get to reaching now. This the closest thing you niggas getting to a feature now. Backpedal gang, cause a few of y'all been reaching out. Y'all true to line, what the fuck we gotta speak about? Get your fucking head tapped, you niggas get to peeking out. You had a song for 4 years, drop that shit or shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, nigga. It's me twice in my big three, I had to leave you out. Fucking dumbass, nigga.
That was it.
Okay. First, I would say it sounds a little AI.
That's what a lot of people are saying. It might be AI.
And some of the digs are almost too obvious.
Yeah,
which makes me think that it's AI, because AI just kind of collects what has already been said and what it's out, and then just kind of can repurpose it.
Yeah, the bar sound a little basic.
Yeah, so I sincerely hope that's not the, because everyone's been,
because I feel like Drake is track. A little bit more petty.
Well, this is so Rory Maul dropped an episode yesterday, and supposedly they hinted, or it, I don't know when it came out, but they're hinted at the thing. They quoted the leak, and this is good.
That's you too. Drop down and give me 50.
Sound like you heard it.
I didn't hear anything. I'm just letting niggas know. Prepare if that record comes out, because it's going to be some shit. They're going to do some push-ups?
Yeah. This.
And then the whole hook was top telling you, drop, give me 50.
Mm. Okay. Maybe it was leaked and it's unfinished?
That shit almost 5 minutes long. It better be finished.
Because it sounds like, again, a little off.
Yeah, maybe it's sense? Not.
Like, maybe.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sounds outdated. Like, his voice.
It just sounds a little
off. It is not clear.
But that does make me. Because that guy is.
Maz is like connected
with, yeah, like, he knows them. And like, he obviously talks. Like, he's talking about how he talks to Drake. So if he says that, the Ren reference.
I mean, Joe Budden was saying the same shit. Like, Joe Budden was saying both of them got shit.
Yeah. But the way they've been hyping it up, they've been hyping up a track that was going to be. I mean, it was insane.
It was cool. I don't think it was better than like Duppy or like Back to Back.
Same.
But it was, I mean,
name drops J. Cole.
He name dropped everyone.
Yeah.
That dot shit was weak. He's saying Cash out here spending Abel's money.
Yeah. Charles Metro to
do
some drums. But then part of the reason I don't like it already is because in the track he says, I'm not rapping after this. I'm too busy.
Yeah, I didn't like that either when he said that. He said that. Nah, cause like if Kendrick drops his response, you better get the fuck in there.
Exactly.
And I don't like, and he did the same shit with Pusha. He always refers to, my numbers are, I got more numbers than you and I got more money, bro. You don't give a fuck about that, bro.
Yeah,
get the fuck in the booth.
This isn't about that right now.
Yeah. Everyone knows you're the biggest star, you're the biggest rapper in the world, or pop star in the world, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's not the debate here.
But, I mean, it wasn't bad. I'm not gonna be like, it wasn't like Meek Mill when Meek Mill responded to fuck.
Yeah, I think maybe went on a re-listen and then diving more into like the lyrics and some of the jabs off of what I just heard, or not just what I just heard, but it just
for him to drop that like this later and it be that quality, that's why to me it doesn't seem necessarily believable in that aspect.
Yeah.
Nah, and even when he dropped the others, like Duppy Back to Back, Charged Up, he like put his name on it.
Yeah, he posted it.
Yeah. Put out, and he hasn't done it yet. So that's why I'm like.
Well, somebody could have, had that inside info.
Yeah, but I
of the hook, and then just kind of made an AI.
Yeah, it could be that hook, the same drop and give me 50, Or maybe they heard the same shit we just heard, and that's really not.
Yeah. Unless that's like an old version and leaked. I don't know. It's just something about it seems a little off to me. And I hope that's not.
And also, I didn't like the when he's saying, he said he's referencing like top dog. Mm-hmm. Top can't help you or whatever, but Kendrick's not with Top no more. He's not TD.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me feel like it is kind of
big. Old.
Yeah. Or old. Yeah, it's yeah. old. It's
one
old.
One of the two. Fake or old.
Because then he said you've been having that shit for like four years or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be like an old disc that just like surfaced, but the way the internet's hyping up, Twitter is right here saying Drake ended the whole beef. Like, there's not even need for a response.
You're lying.
Well, you know how Drake stands.
That's crazy.
They gonna flood up the...
Because the jabs that he gave weren't even... I mean, the Metro one, I know Metro isn't like the main guy, but Metro was just like, go make some beats.
He did the exact same thing we kind of predicted, where he was just like, y'all my sons, or I forgot what he said.
He said, king, y'all my prince. No, he said, what's a prince to a king? Yeah. My son. Because that's when he said, prince outlive Mike Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Mike then is Mike. I don't know.
So, I mean, it could be, I don't know. Bro, I mean, everyone's running with it. Academics, who's like the biggest Drake fan, he's on live right now.
And he's running with it too?
It or seems maybe. Like he's running with it. He posted like, boom. Like,
okay. So maybe that's confirmation. I don't know.
But then The Weeknd, like an hour ago, posted a story of him just laughing. But this was before the thing got leaked. Or maybe he heard it first.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, yeah.
And then he posted a pic. I'm assuming he's filming a music video from one of the new songs that just came out with Metro and shit.
Yeah.
And he put the biggest three, and it's him, Metro, and Future.
Oh, okay. Damn. Yeah. Even he disses Abel on that thing too. He says you're from the six.
The Weeknd dissed them.
Yeah, on the last night.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It'd be too quick of a turnaround, bro. Like,
yeah.
That shit, I mean. I don't know what we're saying. We need a quick response, but for all that to... I don't think Drake would rush out a thing like that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, me either. Not to mention... I mean, I know that a lot of the beefs have been going on for a while, but he just officially got some of the responses yesterday.
The week, yeah. Unless maybe he heard it before, like this shit was coming out. The Weeknd this.
That could be.
Or maybe he's already known him and The Weeknd are like on... It's early, but
I don't know. I hope it's not that, because you can't say I'm done rapping after this. You just can't.
Yeah,
you're pretty much saying like, all right, here's my 2 cents and I'm out.
Even with the
I don't like that.
Like with the charge up, he came back to back, and even on W Freestyle, he said on the thing at the end, sort of the end of W Freestyle, he says like your demise will be televised, meaning like, yo, we keep doing this shit. I'm gonna end you.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of what he did to me. Like, he did the whole OVO fast. I'm putting all the memes on the fucking.
Yeah.
So it's not like Drake style.
And that's what everyone has been hyping up, is that, okay,
we're like about to go to King.
And we're about to go to war. These two are about to go to war. But this doesn't sound like war to me. This sounds like, hey, here's my 2 cents. All right, I'm done. I got everyone. I guess I'm good. Like, I'm the biggest star, so. Fuck y'all, you guys teamed up on me, whatever. Like, that doesn't really sound... Not to mention, I honestly thought he was mostly going to just be dissing K-Dot. But he disses a lot of people in that.
Yeah. Here, let me tap into the...
I mean, he did say, what is this, 20 verse sworn?
Until more is revealed. Now, that's some of the reasons why
this is
you might assume this... probably is AI, because Drake, in a very infamous moment in his career, which is now this confrontation with him, Kendrick, and of course the other people, you don't want to have a leaky faucet, a faulty system, and you don't want to have leaks in your camp, even though we're going to get to what Weeknd said, which, by the way, The Weeknd has played a very interesting component of all of this. We'll get to that.
Everyone calling, man, is this shit real or fake? Find out.
Why it's not AI.
Seriously, just ask him.
Some of the things mentioned in the track, unless somebody who's making an AI track is really tapped in, you probably wouldn't know. He's talking about so-and-so's baby mom, who's not a known person. He's talking about...
Yeah, But
I'm gonna say maybe old and not finished.
Yeah, old, not finished. But that's what The Weeknd said yesterday. Yeah, yo, how you got leaks in your operation? He said and shit.
Yeah,
but maybe Drake's playing into that. Yeah, we got leaks. I'm about to leak this shit out.
Okay. But like you said, I don't like.
And honestly, I've never said this. I don't know if, but I think when people leak shit out, obviously it's the artist leaking.
Yeah,
like for sure. So Drake, if this got leaked, he gave the call.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yo, leak that shit. Like,
yeah,
I hate when people, oh my god, they got leaked. I didn't,
bro.
It's usually your files didn't get hacked, bro. You put it out, test the water, and it didn't hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's where, oh, that was a leak.
Yeah, I think the only time I ever really, you know, accept that it's been leaked is if like your whole laptop maybe got stolen.
The Kanye shit.
Yeah,
his cousin stole his laptop.
Maybe that. But even
well,
that,
I know. Uzi had got leaked a few years ago, and he confronted the hacker.
Yeah,
he did.
Bring him into his house and like was gonna beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, a little white guy.
Yeah. Hey, I think he had said he had been fucking with him for like a couple of years or some shit. Yeah, down to it. That was funny. Well, yeah. What else do you guys think?
I don't. Like I said, this is live. Maybe by Monday when this episode comes out, it will be like all
sorted out.
Yeah, but. I don't think it was a real. Not that it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. It wasn't like.
But
it was
weird.
And you know, let's stop this shit. I hate the Drake sands. And Drake said that shit in that diss track where like, yo, that the song.
Yeah.
That shit was weak. Bro, that shit is not weak, dog. That song is fucking hard. That beat is hard as fuck. If you want to say like maybe the jabs he threw were weak, but like that whole song is hard as shit.
Well, what everyone's referring to is that he didn't say much and he only had like a few lines in them and that wasn't enough. But yeah. I don't like that argument,
though. Yeah, it was the warning, bro. Yeah. Testing the waters. The same shit as Charged Up. I remember y'all saying the same shit when Charged Up came out and then Drake came out and
Yeah. I think a lot of it's about the impact. And it was impactful.
It was the number one song right now. On the
Yeah. Not necessarily just what he's saying.
But I mean, I guess every week with this shit, there's something like
going up. Yeah, everyone was waiting for last night's album from Metro and Future.
I feel like this kills Drake's momentum, though. If he were to come out with something, even with the same hook, that's kind of
yeah. You'd have to scrap this whole thing,
or maybe that's what The Weeknd was referring to, that about the leaks. He's like, I'm gonna leak your shit now. Now you're fucked. Now you
got
a
hook. Oh, like he got the leak.
Yeah, like I got it,
and that's why he posted a laughing.
Yep,
an hour before the shit came out.
And then he's like, okay, well, go start over. I already heard it.
Damn, bro.
And maybe that's what this Maul was referring to, as in like, oh, hey, the 50, whatever. Because I know he heard it. I can tell you for sure he heard it. Or you heard a version of it, or some of it. And maybe that's what they both referenced, like, oh, I kind of know what it's going to say. And, well, now it's out. So you're fucked. Now you got to go start over.
Yeah, you can't.
That happened on another beef. I can't fucking remember, but yeah.
So I think that would be and that I can believe because The Weeknd and Drake from the same place have, you know, people who are probably interchangeable and know each other and are familiar and this girl and this guy and we're friends and we're best friends and we're not friends anymore. I'm sure 100% that's happening or has happened in their come up. They have people that are, you know, like we always say, if we're all connected,
they've been.
I'm sure they're connected. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that adds more layers to a new fucking top layer.
Yeah. Because, I mean, The Weeknd references how, hey, never had to sell my soul.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. Yeah.
And everyone's been talking about how, like, him not signing was the best thing he did for his career. So, yeah.
And also, hey, everyone bringing up, because A$AP Rocky, everyone dissed him, right? And then they want to bring up, like, the old clips of them, like, bigging up Drake from, like, bro, like, 2012. Like, when these guys are coming up.
Yeah.
When obviously, bro.
At the time.
I could bring up videos of Drake bigging up of him when he was dissing Cudi, and then now he put Cudi was on Certified Lover Boy, bro. I could bring up a bunch of videos of Drake swishing, like, flippy floppy, so.
Mm-hmm. And I would say it's like that for most artists.
That's every fucking.
Because you're an industry friend.
Yeah.
We're just cool. And then, you know, things might happen along the way that we're not so cool anymore. But
it's like the county bees.
The what?
The county bees.
County?
Yeah, the counties.
Oh, So, I think that might be what happened. And if that is what happened, the Weeknd's...
He's up.
He's playing a funny little role here.
He was singing his diss. That was kind of... That caught me on guard. I didn't listen to that whole album, but I like it from the... It's like...
He's like the Joker in this.
They added like fucking...
Wild card.
Well, yeah. Like I said, they made a diss one, diss two, bro. When I downloaded it on Thursday night, that shit was only like 18 songs. Then today, I looked at it, they added 7 more songs.
Yeah.
For, oh, yeah.
It's a lot of slow shit, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is the equivalent to when Future dropped Hendrix, and then the one before that was with Mask Off and Drake. I think it was called Future, I think. Right. That one.
Mm, it was like titled?
Well, because the second one was Hendrix.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. Because then what was like rap?
The slower. So I think they kind of did that. Which I was, because I heard the first song, and I was like, and the Weeknd was on. I was like, before the Weeknd hopped on it, I was like, okay, I already know who the fuck is going to be on this song.
Yeah.
Like, about the beat. And I was like, okay. And the Future hop kind of like a similar beat. And I was like, all right. Like, it reminded me like when Peso Pluma hopped on the
Kelly Uchi.
I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, I was fucking with it. But yeah, having this, but it was good so far. But the first one's really good. But that was our wrap. We'll keep it back to Patreon next time, guys.
Or if you guys want more of this, we can just want general music. Just let us know. We'll keep talking about this shit.
Definitely. We didn't say anything about the Rocky thing. This, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that was coming, bro. Drake's always been like throwing shots at Riri and shit. You expect me not to fucking shoot for my baby mom.
Yeah.
Well, his wife, I think. I don't know if they're married.
Well, I feel like that's Drake's biggest album. Like,
Bagger Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure.
Because he had it there and then.
He had it, bro.
And then, yeah, that beef with Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. And Quavo?
Oh, are you talking about Drake's beef with Chris Brown or Chris Brown and Quavo's?
No. Yeah. Oh, Drake and Chris Brown.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was bro. And then he gave in. Then no guidance came out. We are cool now.
But I think Chris Brown talked about that, and he said like, "Oh, someone reached out," and then they just started to kind of. He pretty much Chris Brown was the one like, "Ah, fuck, who cares?"
Well, yeah, I think he would be in his court.
Yeah, like oh, whatever. I'm over it. Let's just move on.
But the quick on that, like the Quavo Chris Brown be broke. Quavo's discharge, I thought he was ad libbing. Fuck, what was he saying? He was ad-libbing.
The beat it.
Yeah, referring to like him beating
Rihanna. Yeah.
I don't remember what that track sounded like.
No, it just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that beat just started.
So Quavo.
Because there was a thing like, who's the bigger star right now? Quavo, Chris Brown, and Chris Brown. I don't know if he dropped the project. And
He did. 11-11.
Yeah, and then he dissed Quavo, and then Quavo came back, and that was crazy. Ad-libbing, like, yo, this fool.
Yeah, I think he said, beat it. Don't beat it. Beat it.
He said like some shit like that.
Beat it up.
Yeah, some shit like that. I forget. So a lot of beef. Just waiting for it to switch over into reggaeton.
I was there for a little bit.
Yeah, but not enough. I want more.
Anuel was... Anuel just took a shot at Icon the other day. And Fade the other day. On his own song with...
Oh, I didn't see that. What did he say?
He was just like, "Yo soy Anuel, ¿quién es Fade?" Like, he said some shit like that.
Just straight out.
He straight out said Fade's name. I can look it up, but I mean, the song was cool. It was a long ass, like, Latin trap shit. But
okay. Damn.
I can see, like, why Anuel feels like that, though, because he was in a position where he was pretty solid for a good 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, the last year and a half, he's become, like, the butt of, like, jokes.
Yeah. But I think it's because everyone is in love with Karol G. So.
Yeah, I think he just gets automatic hate. But I mean, he kind of carried himself in a bad way as well. The way he kind of went about, you know, he released a whole track of.
Wanting to get her back.
Yeah. You know. To like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's when it started like going like
downhill for him?
For a little bit.
So it was kind of like he kind of dug himself in a hole in that situation.
Yeah, because we came out here and said we didn't like that shit was weird the way he did that.
Is Karol G the Rihanna in the situation?
Seems like
yeah,
like you the you
baddest. Well, I don't say she's the bad, but she's like in terms of baddest, like she's the biggest, and then obviously she's pretty and shit, and
yeah, You could just say beautiful.
No, but I'm saying like not the. I don't say the bad is in the game because other.
Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
other artists who are probably prettier than Karol G, but Karol G's the whole like she's got the whole
whole package.
Yeah, got in terms it. Of like aura, fucking
yeah, yeah. And then now it's just I know fans versus fake fans in some situations.
Yeah,
it's not what? Us, not us, but you know.
What did you say? It's what?
And in a lot of situations now it's the Anuel fans versus the fade fans.
Oh, that's true.
Like, oh, I listen to Anuel. I
feel like that's kind of like a little for like, I would say like they're kind of opposite fans.
Yeah, it's
different. I know it's a little bit more trap and I would say it's a little bit more male audience or male heavy audience.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, it's a little bit more mixed.
Yeah. Last thing on the whole beef situation. One thing I noticed throughout the Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick thing, everyone defending J. Cole were women. And they were all on their mental health journeys. And they were
saying, Charlamagne came out and said he understood.
Like, I think he was one of the only ones. Him and like one other guy that I saw.
Because Cole like apologized for putting
it out. So everyone was saying, or I would say most people who are into rap were saying, oh, that's weak. But a lot of the women on Twitter... we're just like, you guys don't understand. We got to grow up. Let's not be so petty. He's it just didn't sit right with him. And I respect that. And it was really just all women saying about mental health. And, you know, let's just respect his point of view on this or whatever.
Well, I mean, J. Cole just seems like that type of guy.
He does. Yeah.
He does, but I still don't like
him. But the thing is that he has been saying for a long time how he's the best. So if you're going to say you're the best and no one else can fuck with you.
At the same time.
Now it's like time for you to. Because he's been saying, you don't want to fuck with me. You don't want to fuck with me. Like I'm too good at rapping. I'm too good at rapping. Don't fuck with me. Don't cover me.
Then that would have to be like a different type of. It would have to be like a song for song type of deal. Not a diss track ball would ultimately prove who's the best.
I get what he's saying. He can say she can still be a better.
Because you can come up with, you know, insulting bars. But that doesn't necessarily mean. You know,
agreed. But this is all an aspect of it, because then we're all gonna, you know, point to you.
Oh, yeah.
Point to you. Does that sort of thing like Drake?
Because I guess like it's hard too. Because like in rap, that's the only way you can kind of go head to head.
Yeah,
your word against mine.
Yeah.
In a music debate, I would say, or like a music discussion or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like. Like for J. Cole, it kind of works against him for the type of guy that he is.
Yeah, he's
like if it's a like a versus type of thing when they used to do that, or do they still?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they do.
I think that's dead.
Because if they were to do that, you know,
yeah,
I think he still sets like his top 10 versus I think anyone's top 10. So
for sure, I get that. I just think there's an aspect of it though, you know, like the whole dissing.
Let's
rap against each other. Let's see who takes this one. You might have the catalog to put up against me, but now when it's one-on-one, kind of like if LeBron and Kobe ever play one-on-one, if we watch that line, like, okay.
Oh, they ever played each other.
Yeah, so, finals. I mean.
That was always going to be, you know, I feel like if that would ever happen and Kobe would have got, they would have never put him anywhere near past Jordan, if that were the case.
For LeBron?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. But that, again, that's part of the whole view of it. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah. But back to reggaeton and fade and all that. You want to go April 12th?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not really much to it. We thought, I'm kind of glad that they didn't put out an album.
Yeah.
But yeah, he announced, I forget what it's called, like Amo.
Note Amores. Yeah.
Note Amores tour. Yeah, it looks like he's sitting more like towards the East Coast.
Stateside, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
so we're wrong.
Want to go?
Yeah, no music.
Just no music yet.
We're still kind of waiting. I know he did that interview with Brown Bag. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. I was kidding. I'm kidding.
Jokes. Alliances. Go ahead.
Well, what did he say? I didn't watch it.
I sent a clip, I think, no?
No,
he sent a clip. He just said a clip where he was saying how stars, there are just stars who just and they can just make hits. And it's Junior Ache.
Yeah, and he just talks about himself, like, And that was just his whole thing, the way he just like has to release music, you know, kind of work harder than most.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he feels like he's kind of, he doesn't have the same amount of talent because the other guys, you know, have a little bit, you know, something about him.
Or a better singing voice, he even said.
Yeah.
He said, I don't have the best singing voice, but it's going to be my hard work that outworks your talent.
Like you and it did. Know. I mean, he reached that point, and he reached that point. Mm-hmm. It was, to me, it's always well-deserved.
Yeah.
I think he's just been able to, you know, really stay on track and release music consistently and for the most part be better than most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he has the hits, and at this point he has the catalog and he's well established.
Yeah.
Because I remember like when he was coming out, that was kind of criticized too, like his singing voice wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
Is what people would say. And I would kind of disagree because I think his voice, like, I would say it was on the bit rougher side, but it would fit, like, his style of music. And that's why I feel like it worked for him.
Hey, you don't have to.
Because it was a more like I'm coming from the ghetto and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm a rough rider, like, yeah. That type of thing. And I feel like that kind of really
fits his music.
Uh-huh. And Yeah,
I think we have a lot of examples of not needing to have the best sounding voice, but it's funny to see him speak on those interviews because there's like such a there's a stark difference between him and how I see other people interview, like Junior Acha and Nathan. Like they just all sound a certain way to me, right. But then he sounds like someone, right? like we talked about.
Oh, like the homie.
Yeah,
not like the homie. Like the homie got on the mic, right?
Yeah, there. Exactly. That's literally what he sounds like. It's fun. And then we also have the Sky Rompiendo. RL.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Sky Rompiendo put out a reel in which you hear Rao Alejandro singing. Seems to be that's going to be his last feature on that tweet that we spoke about. And a certain someone commented. Two people.
Oh, the Saeed and my bad.
Who else commented?
I think Tiny did.
Yeah, Tiny.
Okay.
So what are we? Tiny and Fade commented. So now the thought is this a song with all them on it? Or are they just on the project Skyrocket?
Yeah, they might be on the. They're for sure. Well, Fade's for sure going to be on the project.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to be the single that they released for the project.
Probably. Yeah. It seems like that he hasn't put out anything about the album coming out, right?
Not since that video. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Thoughts?
I mean,
is their first song together? If they were to.
If they're on it. I think so, yeah.
Off the top, yeah, I would.
There's not one that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know.
My girl was even actually telling me, she was like, I just talked about that with you. Like, about what if Rao Alejandro and Fade made a song together? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, Fade and Rao, the song, or Sky and Tiny?
No.
I mean, Sky and Rao.
Sky and Rao.
Fade and Rao. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they don't have a song together. I thought you were asking if Sky and Rao have a song together.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, but yeah, but we'll see. I mean, I feel like, obviously, we all expect it to be a 10 out of 10 song.
The song sounds, I mean, like the beat and all that sounds good.
Yeah, it's like a Rao or that would be.
Yeah. That's exciting. I think it's coming out this coming Thursday, 9 p.m. West Coast time.
Then we'll have.
My girl was telling me that Coachella is this weekend, right?
Yeah, yes. It started last
right
week.
Right now?
Peso Pluma performed last week.
Yeah, he brought out Becky G.
Oh, he already brought out a bunch of people or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Well, yeah, Bizarra brought out Shakira.
Oh, he had a set?
Yeah, he was in.
Okay, that was cool.
I don't know what else he brought out.
Well, he has to bring out everyone he can. He can't avoid.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just has a song playing. No, I mean, he's a DJ, though.
Yeah, like when Tiny was at Bahafest, he didn't bring out no one. He was just
playing spinning. Shit.
Yeah, it's like a club. Metro does the same shit.
Yeah.
Well, Metro's like Coachella, so he brought out like everyone. But...
Anything else in new music, boys? And any other little topics?
The Rihanna or Dawson. What was it, La Nena?
Oh, yeah. So, we were right, but we were wrong.
Well, they had a song. Well, that's what put hashtag Won't Get Out Part 2. Maybe you're trying to like...
Now, you know what happened?
Get the vibes going.
You saw the reel.
Yeah, they changed the name?
Yeah, he said they don't like the part 2 song. Once. I've heard it a few times. And...
It wasn't Won't Get Out, but it was...
And I think maybe that's why they changed it. maybe Liano maybe jumped the gun on that one. And he said, this is Won't Get Out Part 2. And Rao was like, no, it's not. This is not good enough. Let's go ahead and give it another little name. Because it's going to be for Liano's album.
Yeah, when I said Loquera, like, I don't... Obviously, Loquera's hit. But the energy's not the same. Like the...
Oh, no, not at all. This is a much more, like, slow, vibey...
For, like, a girl, like, you know, like... Not saying Loquera's not for... But Loquera's for, like, the club, like...
Yeah, that's more perreando type.
Yeah.
Beat shit.
Yeah.
Much more up-tempo.
Someone else draw, I can't...
Off the top?
Nah, but... Jordan, did you listen to anything?
Nah.
Great, bro. Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Best of Luma and Argan.
They dropped?
Yeah, they have a song good. They dropped yesterday. Best of Completo.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you listen to it? Or you
just... I listened to it once. It was all right.
The Chencho Corleone is really...
Trying to grow on you?
Sorry,
bro. That middle part where they both go back and forth, that's the best part of the song. I'm not really too... Not a big fan of the hook, the umo part.
Okay.
But
I like that.
The middle, I think, is just like fucking solid, brother, when they go back and forth.
Someone noted that they have the same voice.
Yeah.
Same voice?
Kind of, yeah. Well, it's the same. But that was said, like, before...
I just had never, I'd never noticed it until someone said it. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's true.
I don't think so.
I think it's just slightly higher on Besos and slightly lower on Chencho. Just like a little bit off.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole thing why he wanted to work with them. Like,
okay.
Why Beso wanted to.
Okay. But how the Chencho Corleone song kind of go the same? Or at least I think they do.
But like his voice, is it?
Well, his flow. His flow. Mm. I feel like that's kind of his sound, I guess.
I've never noticed. Like I've never looked into that.
Yeah.
I'll go on a deep dive and I'll find out.
Yeah, you listen to any of his songs, like he kind of goes with that kind of a little faster tempo pace in his songs.
Okay.
Which is good. I mean, I don't like all of his songs, but like I said, I really like when we were going back and forth.
Great feature. That guy's a great feature. Off the top of him, Puerto Bonito, that one. And what weird about the movie shit, but the one with Rao and Vice Versa, Desesperados, another good one. Great feature. He's a guy you want on your album. Anything else on your music?
No Fade Yandel.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah, pause.
It's the main entree time. El Fecho.
I'm a little too happy, bro. I'm telling you, bro. This was sus.
Fading Yandel put out Manifesting 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I put that dash.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm going to say Manifesting 2005.
That was a new song?
That was the album.
The EP.
Oh, really?
Thanks for your work.
Hey, yo. Hector's really been living in a fucking cave.
I haven't been on this
Hold on. We talked about this last week. I posted that it came out. I think I sent the album.
Yeah, I sent it twice.
Spotify one, I think that was on the pre-save. And he added it like officially.
Yeah, it came out on Wednesday.
And this guy said, that is that new song.
That's crazy.
How many songs on the EP?
Five. And he went 5 for 5, Hector. This motherfucker did it again. I don't know. Who wants to give the first reaction? Go, Wesley.
Nah, it was cool. It was dope. I like No Digas Nada. That's probably my favorite one right now. Brickle. Brickle's dope.
Or Brickle. Oh, that's
fucking
Brickle.
Well, it's Brickle, but
yeah. It's an English word. But the way he says it.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
But why are you playing this? You're not plugged in.
Oh, it's me? Oh shit! No, I wasn't even trying to play. I bet.
Like all they're all cool. I mean, Fat Child was like obviously the hype. I would say like the hype one.
Yeah.
Then after that, they're kind of. What's the other one The second one's like the Negro, whatever it's called.
The Negro.
Yeah, that was cool. It was like that was more like a fade type beat for me. Mm-hmm. Like to, you know, it was one of those songs on his album.
Like, yeah, and King of Sound Effects came in. You get the little like sounds like something pouring out at the beginning.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I would say five.
He went 5 or 5 for me.
Yeah, I would say
this best shit song on the album or the EP. I mean,
it was hard for me. I went back and forth between Briquel and Bahanguer, but the more I listened to it, the more it made it really hard to pick a favorite song because I really think they're all just fucking amazing. I think I listened to it in my headphones last night 2 times, and by that time it was like the 10th, 15th time that I listened to the fucking album. It was really hard to pick a favorite song because every time I listened to Fetcha, then I was like, nah, this is the one. Then I just thought the Negro, nah, this, and then I couldn't pick. 10 out of 10. Fire. The boy does it again.
Yeah.
The boy. How about
let's not call him.
El Fetcho does it again.
How about we, for EPs, we got to say 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
No, for albums, we got to say 10 out of 10.
I like that.
But nah, it was dope. Yeah. It was a good, he came through.
He did. I would say.
He came through for you guys.
Shocker.
I would say, look, Fetcha, that's the way you start an album. Statement. You set the tempo for the whole album.
But you think, well, obviously I haven't heard it, but do you think he overshadowed Yandel?
Nah, Yandel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was in there.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah. He was.
I think he wasn't like the. Can't think of another, but.
He doesn't take over as
much. No. He's actually in the.
He keeps up.
Yeah,
that's the best way I can put it. He keeps up.
He adds to the song.
For sure. Yeah, I think.
Or songs, I should
say. Yeah. I don't know if this is a. My favorite line on Fetcha. I don't know if it was Yandel or Fade. I guess Wesley can correct me, but. It says, ella sabe que la noche es para janguear, no es para sufrir. I think that's Fade, though. I think that's Fade.
Can't tell you.
Sounds like some Fade would say.
Yeah, but I heard that. I was like, okay. He's got one. then Negro comes in, and you hear the sound effects, similar to Chorrito, where you hear the little point out shit. Briquel, which has my favorite song, or my favorite verse of the whole album. Let me see if I can find it. Let me mute this. Oh, right here. All right, Hector, you ready? This is for you, I, since you haven't listened to this. Oh, I'm not gonna play.
He's not playing.
I'm gonna just say it.
Oh,
yeah, my favorite verse.
Gonna rap it to you.
Yeah. my favorite verse on the EP. It says, "Ojalá me hubiera dicho que era la última vez para haberte robado todo el día." Me duele. Sounds like reading a Bible verse.
It does.
Praying to read a poem. All
right. Ojalá
me got the cast on too.
Ojalá me hubieras dicho que era la última vez para haberte robado todo el día. Me duele que no seas mía. Hoy salgo de esa cacería. Mami, ¿cómo me olvida? Si yo desde esa noche que te comí en el Porsche, dijiste, bebé, soy tuya, y ya no me reconoce.
Oh.
Sounds like a haiku.
Yeah. That shit. Ugh. Best verse on the EP.
Is that like a slow song?
That's a little slower, like
yeah, I'll say this is a song that you kind of start to, you know, reminisce a little bit of a sadder vibe, you know.
Are you sure the album is called 2005 or
no? It's Manifesting.
Yeah,
Cinco. So it's Manifesting.
You sure it's not 95? Doesn't he say that something like
Manifesting 20-05?
Doesn't that mean like 95, like a date?
I think he means that he was manifesting this happening in 2005. Like the Yandel collab.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I took it more there. Yeah, okay. I like that one better.
Yeah.
I was thinking they were trying to bring back like 2005 energy.
Oh, reggaeton?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was kind of expecting.
Did you guys get that from the EP?
Not really.
It was just okay.
Yeah. I was expecting at least one of these to sound like that, and I don't think it did. I think for the most part, it's like contemporary beats and sounds.
Like today, reggaeton sound.
Yeah. And then Bahanguer, probably my favorite song of the album. I hope he plays this at the concert. And I think that's the one that they kind of went back and forth the best on, like chemistry wise.
When's that concert? Next week?
27?
2 weeks now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But fucking great album. I was going to say this. I don't know. Maybe you guys see if you, well, you didn't listen to it, but let's see if Wesley can buy into me on this, all right?
Probably not. But
all right. Maybe this, he's kind of like taking through us a night out.
Yeah. Okay. I can see it.
So Fecha is like, you're pulling up to the place.
Yeah.
And you're scoping it out. I mean, even in it, he says like, tengo la cama. I think he says, tengo la cama vacía, pero el VIP, it's full. Yeah. I forget the word he uses, but like refuelto or something. I don't know what he says. I don't think that's a word, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. I never heard that one.
But my point is that one is like him pulling up to the club, you're scoping it out, you're just feeling it, you know, you're barely getting there. Then the negro, hence the sound effect, mm-hmm. start pouring up.
Okay.
You know, starts to get a little bit into the zone, start drinking, start feeling yourself. You're just kind of ready for it. Then Briquel, by now you're starting to get drunk. This is reminiscing mode. This is when you start thinking like, damn, I don't want to be here. I want to be with so-and-so. Right?
Well, he says on the thing, like we left, he says he refers to like leaving an after in Briquel. And then he name drops like some restaurants. Like,
yeah, that I took you here. I took you there. You don't want to eat. Yeah. And then, no digas nada. I think that's when you find the pretty girl in the club that you wanted to talk to. Now you're feeling like euphoric. You're like, you know.
Okay.
Like this is the happy stage in this whole EP. And then behind Yar, you know, haven't really got to this stage in my experience, but I assume this is where, hey, yo, you trying to take the girl back out to your place, you know? Now she's like, you're telling her like this is, because then I think he says, la noche es behind Yar. No, fuck. I should have wrote this down, but. Point is, I think that's where, you know, you try to tell the girl, hey, imagine tomorrow on the jet skis, you know,
wow.
We should go home, we should do this. Yeah.
Yep. A lot of Miami, he references a lot of Miami in a lot of his songs.
Yeah. And Briquel is in Miami.
Miami turns you into a dog. It brings that dog in you or out of you.
I wouldn't be able to confirm that. I think only one of us is here.
Nah, but he's I don't know if he actually, I'm sure he has like a property. Miami.
Well, the picture that they posted was at a Miami car wash.
I didn't see it. From the music video for Fecha?
Yeah, I think it is. The one where it's him and Yandel in front of a car wash. I think that's... Or no, I don't know if it's a car wash or if it's a mechanic shop.
I think it's... Because isn't Yandel wearing like overalls?
I think so. Well, it's one of the two. But point is, it's in Miami.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But, very Miami themed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. George, are you down to move to Miami for like just a summer? Bro, they got warehouses out there.
They do?
This motherfucker, yo.
It's a small little island.
What?
Dude, Miami is not an island.
I mean, a small little.
What are you talking about?
There's more.
You know where Miami is? Florida? Yes, how big is Florida? Well, I've only seen a little part.
You know there's a world outside of, like, California.
I know there is, but
you just said Miami's an island. If there's one place you guys can move to for the summer, would that be it?
Oh, for the summer? I don't know about for the summer. No, that would be one of them, but...
3 months. 3 months.
Of the year. That would be the only place I'd move to if I'd ever leave Southern California.
Miami?
In the United States.
Okay.
Heck, never going to Arizona, never going to Nevada, Texas. I don't give a fuck.
Oregon?
No.
Seattle?
No. I don't give a fuck how cheap and big the houses are, bro. You're not getting me to move out there.
Texas?
No, I just said that. No, never.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Hector looks like a Wyoming type of dude. Where he's cool just having his property out there.
I mean, I've been to Kansas.
Exactly.
Okay.
Pretty chill out there.
Exactly.
I wouldn't move out there.
Remember when we did the Primos del Este
interview? Yeah.
Where were they from?
North Carolina.
I could see that.
But it's the same type of shit, bro.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. I can see that. Like, Hector being out there. Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, no, North Carolina.
Yeah.
But okay.
I gotta be.
They got beaches out there.
I gotta be close to like where the chaos is, but not that close. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, Daredevil, fuck. Yeah, got a city protector.
like how it is here,
Hell's Kitchen,
like being an hour away from LA. Like,
bro, gotcha.
I got to be kind of close to it, you know.
Yeah.
I can't be like in a remote place where
middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I almost moved to Nebraska and Idaho. I think I've tested the Idaho one right here.
I don't remember, but
yeah.
Thank God you did it.
Yeah, agreed.
I always tell people, yo, we're so lucky our parents picked to like move here when they came from like the other country. Well, Mexico might have been like an easier. But,
yeah.
Like, but like from Bolivia, why the fuck? I never asked my parents why the fuck they picked here. Well, we already had family here, but.
They're in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my grandma moved when she first came over. But like DMV has a lot of a huge Bolivian mm-hmm. population. So, and we have family who was so, like, you know, mm-hmm. you could have gone over there. But I was like, yeah, thank God. Like, I was telling someone one day, bro, what if I grew up in fucking, like, Utah or some shit, dog? Like,
yeah.
I'd be a loser.
You'd be a really different person.
Oh, yeah. You would not have an exciting life. I've seen how those people live. I mean, I have cousins in Utah. And
yeah.
They're white. Like, they're white, yeah. Dude.
Or American.
Nah, I wouldn't say American. They're white. You know, as bad as that is.
But yeah. Ah, I agree. Thank God. Thank God we got here to the IE. The best of the best, right?
Yep. Ain't nothing better than not how we
the best of the best, man. Blessed. Truly blessed. Anything else, guys?
Anything? I have this song that a fan wanted us to play.
Oh, okay. Aw, fan? That's a girl for sure.
Nah, it's Mariano.
Okay.
I'm going to just play it for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me no context.
Yeah. It came out like on Wednesday. Yeah, the 10th. It's, I have done my research, but it's Alu Mix, who I'm assuming is a producer. You know what? Take that out. Someone just requested Alu Mix and Toy El Frio. He was on Poblado, and then he has that song with Faye too, De Tanto Chimbiar. It's called Nero Session 11.
Yeah. Toy El Frio, bitch. Barranquilla, Colombia. Alu. Tuve un 16 al bajo que se sienta hardcore. Tengo todas estas babies en un cuarto y ya las estacié de a cuarto. ¿Cómo es que te llaman? Ni me acuerdo. Bueno, ahorita me lo dices, primero te parto. Ay, yo tengo un vicio en jalarte ese pelo largo. Nos pusimos modo cinzo porque me siento bien barto. Estamos en otra cinza, otra
vuelta
a tu cargo. Si te diga algo, me lo cargo, bitch. Tú, la de la faldita apretado. Te voy a apretar para que sientas el trailer, boom. Yo se lo voy a engavetar con que era enferma. Ella me dijo que es experta en chupar bom, bom, boom. Siente el boom que tengo el tum tum. Si me suelta el culo, la llevo a Cancún.
My favorite part,
siente el boom. Tiene tu gata en el culo, yo le hizo zoom. Yo tengo una gata, pero no quiero un gatito. Ya quiero que la garita maldito. Conmigo bendito, yo la he visto. Y espera si la he visto. Y culiamos con la amiga que quería un plato mito. Tocan escuchando mis temas y los de ellos micos. Cada amiga se lo meta nada de pico. Son las nuevas M y sueño no tiene gracias al perico. Me vas si te mueres, yo después te resucito. La tengo en invierno aquí en la primavera. Que la primavera está puesta para la riquera. Aquí hay muchas perras y yo que abrí una perrera. Y apartando con el taco y no al pastar ni la raquera. Moviéndolo como si mañana se muriera. Culeándome como si en verdad ella me quisiera. Prendo el culo como una mechera. A tu novio le duele la cabeza porque es tremenda cachera. La de la faldita apretado. Te voy a apretar para que sientas el trailer, boom. Hoy yo se lo voy a engavetar con cara enferma. Ella me dijo que es experta en chupar bom, bom, boom. Siente el boom que tengo el tum tum. Si me suelta el culo la llevo a Cancún. Siente el boom. Tiene todo grande en el culo, yo lo uso zoom. Bate esos quilates, pon a relucir.
What is that? What is that sound? Why do you know what fucking old driver? Whatever that shit is, fire.
Y la tu jevo que si conoce a Yaper porque ya perdió. Y ella está bien perra que la parte en dos. Yo la parto en dos. La vareta patea.
Who made this beat?
La parte en dos, yo la parto en dos pa que sienta el
pac. Oh shit.
Todo el frío, bitch.
Si me das el break, hasta te preño. Bueno, picante flojo al apeño. Yo le metí sueño. Me prendí ese culo como un leño. Pecho, tú, la de la faldita apretado. Te voy a apretar para que sientas el try, el boom. Hoy yo se lo voy a engavetar con cara enferma. Ya me dijo que es experto en chupar bom, bom, boom. Siente el boom, que tengo el tum, tum. Si me suelta el culo, la llevo a Cancún. Siente el boom. Tiene todo grande en el culo, yo le hizo zoom. Ah, no estoy el frío, bitch. Mami, ando con Alumix. Estamos buscando una colombiana y una mexicana. Estamos abriendo los castings. Pa' que se apunten. Yeah, 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 yeah. ¿Sabes qué? Atentamente, la grosería. Colombia y México. Zero sessions.
Man, shout out to a long time viewer of this podcast. That shit was a fucking banger. 10 out of 10.
He also sent me something else. I know.
Oh, we got a second part?
No, not a movie. Just Nicky Jam and Trenor are going to hop on a song together.
Oh, that's what Nicky Jam dropped with Santa Fe Clan.
That shit.
He's on a revival tour.
Oh, okay. So Nicky Jam already released that?
Yeah, that one came out, yes, sir.
With Santa Fe Clan. That one's coming out with Trenor.
Yeah.
Or might have came out already. I'm not sure.
I didn't see it on the...
Let me do...
What's new?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I'll tell you what, Spotify kind of...
The Rock?
Doesn't do a good job at...
highlighting the new... Damn, I saw Spotify raise the prices, bro.
They did?
How long?
Like 15 or
what? Fuck. I just deleted the post the other day.
Oh.
But it was like... No, it's not.
I mean, Apple Music did that recently too, like a few months ago. They went from 22 for the family to like 25, 24-ish.
Oh, no. My brother pays for that shit, so.
Yeah, I'm the one who pays for that. And that's the only reason I know. I think it was like 21.
Oh, on Wednesday. Wednesday is the 18th?
Yeah, it's coming.
Or Thursday.
Thursday. Same thing with the Sky Rompiendo and Rao song. Okay. Damn. Shout out to you. That was a fucking banger. Every time, just kept stepping up the level, more and more beat.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out that guy, because obviously at the end, Todo El Frio was, he was saying, referencing like Mexico, Colombia.
Yeah.
El Frio is Colombian. I'm assuming this dude might be Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I can't find really anything on.
He doesn't have an IG?
No, he does, but let me see.
Oh, like no details about him.
Yeah, it just says like music. It just says artist.
Got it.
Oh, he might be Mexican.
La de la faldita apretada.
Don't use your name.
Yeah. Why you say that?
Oh, because he posted it and then he has a Colombian flag next to Todoy and then he has a Mexican flag next to it.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming this guy's like a producer because all his things are like Nero session and number.
Oh, it's like saying it would be Serra.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's cool.
Could be one, two.
That's like the third person I've seen do that.
He had a song with Young Lucas.
Oh, okay.
My bad. So he could be up next.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah, it was. I think Hector played a song with, I think, DJ or Thao? Something like that.
Yeah, DJ Thao.
Yeah, so that's the third person I've seen that. Bizarrap, that guy. And then you said his name was Lumix?
Alumix.
Okay.
Oh,
I like my lenses.
I've heard of him. Alumix. Isn't that like his tagline too?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Oh, and then we didn't talk about Obi on the drums, Mike Towers. Dropped. Yeah. I don't know if you guys got to listen to that.
I did.
I think 4 out of 5 for sure.
Which one didn't you like?
It's not that I didn't like any of them. It's just they weren't great songs.
Okay.
I think the top 3 songs for sure are the first two, Desata, Godiva, and then Tu Cuerpo Me Llama.
Oh, okay.
Pobre Diabla is probably a little bit under that. It's a really good song too. Mm-hmm. Amor Narcotico was all right. It was good, but not great. Like I said, and the same thing for Bellaquería. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bellaquería. I'm sorry. Did you guys get a chance to listen to it?
Yeah, I really liked the first two.
Godiva was my favorite. Yeah. That was sick. And Desata. The other ones, they were cool. Yeah. Nothing like
that. I didn't add the, those are the two I added to my playlist.
Yeah. I think those are the only two that I'm going to add to the, our playlist too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I think you guys should listen to that last song again. I think it's
okay. No, I'm planning to. After you said that. Therefore me llama. And you said pobre de llama. Right under that, yeah? Yeah. All right.
Is it better out of the other okay. three okay. left?
Yeah, for sure.
And then the other two were kind of...
Okay.
But I think they those. Did. I did. They did a good job. Not a great job, but a good job.
On a out of 10?
Oh, 4 out of 5. Remember, it's an EP.
Oh, yeah, you're right, okay. Ah, that's high.
Okay. Yeah, that's like almost perfect, bro. Yeah. 90%.
All right, 3.7. My
bad. I think he's more than threes off this one. All right, guys. Anything else?
That's it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Then that is the episode. Until next time, love you. Episode 153 of the Laugh Amigo podcast. Thanks for watching. As always, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
You're going to get tired of talking, Jones?